Was a query 4 years in February.
Yeah. So even though we had the conversation that when we do get the new one, it's going into Adam's ship, am I correct about that?
Well, the current one, the replacement one we have, the temporary one is there.
Yeah.
My issue was, is we don't know when we're getting our new replacement one, because the one we've got that's temporary is a lot smaller than what we're going to get. And I think we needed to get a letter or some communication to someone further up the chain, maybe the minister, to say it's been nearly 4 years, and Quarrington's still waiting for theirs as well. So there's two adjoining shires and missing two units.
Okay.
And that was sort of mentioned at that meeting, and for some reason it wasn't minuted. So I just wanted to make sure that actually happens.
Just to add to that, so we have paid DVs nearly, well, about 168 grand. We've paid DVs towards that truck.
Really?
What funds?
Insurance.
Yeah. So they've had that for 4 years?
What, for 4 years?
It will be in February since the...
Sorry, it was 4 years since the accident. No, we paid it maybe last financial year.
Okay. Out of an insurance claim towards that.
Yeah.
And every year a BFAC comes up and we just get told, oh, it's coming in the next 6 months.
Yeah.
And I'm getting a bit sick of hearing that. I think we've got to... We only have, you know, three trucks in this shire as it is.
Mm-hmm.
And the replacement is what they call a 2-4, which is a smaller version, and then the new one is meant to be a 4-4, which will be the same as Central and the Dale.
Yeah.
But I think we just need to go further up. I don't know where, how far you go. But.
Okay, yeah, no, that's good. Thank you for raising that. Definitely need to look into that. Totally not appropriate, and as you say, burning us, suffering the same issue, and I believe it's happening all around the state in rural areas. It's commentary on the ABC radio just during this last week in regard to the lack of access to resources in our rural and regional areas.
In fact, we've already paid insurance money, which I was unaware of. That makes it even worse.
Yeah, absolutely.
Letter to the minister.
We'll put it into the management's court to ensure that's addressed. So are there any other questions or comments in regard to those minutes from that meeting? Okay, everyone in favour of receiving them? Okay, thanks. Still, thank you, Councillor Shaw. So now we go to the technical services. So 8.1, the replacement of the tandem drive tip truck, B013. And move it in a seconder for the officer's recommendation, and then we'll have a little conversation around this. So I move it in a seconder, please. Are there questions around this? I made a comment earlier that if we're going to shortfall of the just over $59,000, perhaps could be made up from the turf tractor purchase of being deferred to a future financial year. That most likely needs to be included in the officer's recommendation as, say, a part two, perhaps. Just to provide some clarity as to how we are going to fund that shortfall. Any comment from the CEO?
No, I'm not
sure. So I'd suggest the officer's recommendation be part one and part two, that the 25-26 budget allocation replacement of that turf tractor be redirected to replacing the tandem drive tip truck and the turf track to be considered in a future budget. That's okay with everyone. Can you shop that reading afterwards? Is everyone in agreement with that?
Yes.
Yeah. Any other comment? So I'll take that as accepted. Manager of Works, happy with that?
No, like I said, we've been down, we've looked at it, we're happy with the truck.
Yeah.
Plenty of horsepower. And
great.
Yeah,
compared to the book. It's an engine to go on.
It's actually had three sections. You could, depending on whether you load it or not load it, retard,
Yeah, but is it hydraulic retard?
Oh, look, I can tell you. You could show us how it will work.
So this is it similar to one of the other trucks that we've got?
Same horsepower as the one we're selling.
Yeah, same sort of... Set up the driving, etc.
Yep. Oh, so it's automatic. So we've only asked for automatics.
Yeah.
One of them was an automatic clutch in it, and we weren't that
no.
phased on that one. So it's an automatic manual transmission.
Yeah.
But yeah, the one we're going with is fully automatic, 12-speed, which is a, and it can be used manually, have it up on the steering wheel as well if you wanted to hold gears. They have a lot of really good features on them.
Excellent. Yeah. Did any of the Works Committee get the chance to be involved in
that? That's a mechanic, Jeff, and Les, which drives the truck, and myself.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. Okay, so Council, I'll take that all in agreement, so 6-0.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. So moving to 9, Planning Services, the subdivision application for Lot 3 of Edward Street. I think the CEO's got his singing tie, singing. It's very jovial for Christmas. This is recommendation, page 23, I think. Yep, page 23. Can I have a mover and a seconder for the officer's recommendation, please? Councillor Martin?
Yeah.
Councillor Brown? Is there any questions or discussion in regard to this particular item? Yes.
Is that going to legitimise the caravan that's at the back of the thing at the moment, staying there, is it?
Oh, on the back of that block there on Edward Street. That could possibly just be their caravan they take on holidays.
New permanent residents?
perhaps the subdivision will sort that part out. With these blocks being, there's some planning applications for subdivision, it's potentially a great thing for Beverley because it creates more housing opportunities within the town boundary. It creates an infill housing situation, which is a good thing because there's a lot of large blocks in town that aren't necessarily required. Just a block of land. Are there any other comments or questions around this one? Is everyone in favour? Council? 6-0. Thank you very much. Welcome, Council, to our last meeting for 2025. We'll move into the meeting. We do not have any visitors today. We have approval of absence from Councillor Sattler. Are there any applications for leave of absence for the February meeting? There'll be no meeting in January. We'll be back, raring to go. Fantastic. Declarations of interest? No. And there was no questions taken at the last meeting. Condolences. The flag was flown in the town hall for Dawn Edwards and for Sue Ellis during the month of November and December. So can I have someone please confirm the minutes of the meeting held on the 26th of November? Councillor Martin, Councillor Shaw. Is there any matters arising? Everyone in favour? 6-0. Thank you. We have the minutes of the annual electors meeting held on the 2nd of December. Can I have a mover and a seconder that officer's recommendation that those minutes be received? Can I have someone? Councillor Lawler, Councillor Maxwell. Is there any commentary around that? Few items there for Council to pick up going forward. There's no questions on the annual report, which is very good. And I have to say it was a very good report and very good report at the start from the immediate past president and from the current CEO as well, which I strongly encouraged people to have a look at if they haven't had a look previous to the meeting. So everyone in favour of those minutes being received? 6-0. Just me. Just So item 7.3, the minutes of the Beverley Bushfire Advisory Committee meeting held on the 8th of October 2025. Can I have a mover and a seconder of the officer's recommendation that those minutes be received? Councillor Shaw?
Yep.
Councillor Brown? Everyone in favour?
Can I just make a quick comment?
Oh, yes, sorry. Yep. Any comments, please?
There was something brought up at that meeting that hasn't been minuted. It was to do with the Beverley Moorbinning East, or whatever they call it now, fire truck replacement. And I brought up at the meeting, and I think you might recall, we need to get a letter to someone further up the chain, because it's been nearly 4 years since that truck was written off and still hasn't been replaced. Was mentioned at that meeting, but it hasn't been minuted, so I just wanted to bring that up because we've got to keep chasing that issue.
So this is the truck at the Moorbinning?
Yeah, the one that got written off at Querying. Yeah. 4 years in February.
Yeah. So even though we had the conversation that when we do get the new one, it's going to Adam's ship, am I correct about that?
The current one, the replacement one we have, the temporary one is there.
Yeah.
My issue is we don't know when we're getting our new replacement one, because the one we've got that's temporary is a lot smaller than what we're going to get.
Yeah.
And I think we needed to get a letter or some communication to someone further up the chain, maybe the minister, to say it's been nearly 4 years, and Querying is still waiting for theirs as well. So there's two adjoining shires and missing two units.
Okay.
And that was sort of mentioned at that meeting, and for some reason it wasn't minuted. So I just wanted to make sure that actually happens.
Just to add to that, so we have paid DFS nearly, well, about 168 grand. We've paid DFS towards that truck.
Really?
What funds?
Insurance.
Yeah. So they've had that for 4 years?
What, for 4 years?
It will be probably in February since the...
Incident. Sorry, it was 4 years since the accident. No, we paid it maybe last financial year.
Okay. Out of an insurance claim towards that.
Okay. And every year a beef factor comes up and we just get told, oh, it's coming in the next 6 months.
Yeah.
And I'm getting a bit sick of hearing that. I think we've got to... We only have, you know, three trucks in this shire as it is.
Mm-hmm.
And the replacement is what they call the 2-4, which is a smaller version, and the new one is meant to be a 4-4, which will be the same as Central and the Dale.
Yeah.
But I think we just need to go further up. I don't know how far you go. But.
Okay, yeah, no, that's good. Thank you for raising that. Definitely need to look into that. Totally not appropriate, and as you say, Querying is suffering the same issue, and I believe it's happening all around the state in rural areas. It's commentary on it. On the ABC radio just during this last week in regard to the lack of access to resources in our rural and regional areas.
In fact, we've already paid insurance money, which I was unaware of. That makes it even worse.
Yeah, absolutely.
Letter to the minister.
We'll put it into the management's court to ensure that's addressed. So are there any other questions or comments in regard to those minutes from that meeting? Okay, everyone in favour of receiving them? Okay, thanks. Thank you, Councillor Shaw. So now we go to the technical services. So 8.1, the replacement of the tandem drive tip truck, BE013. And seconder for the officer's recommendation, and then we'll have a little conversation around this. So I move for a seconder, please. Councillor Martin, Councillor Shaw. Are there questions around this? I made a comment earlier that if we're going to shortfall of the just over $59,000, perhaps could be made up from the turf tractor purchase of being deferred to a future financial year. That most likely needs to be included in the officer's recommendation as, say, a part two, perhaps. Just to provide some clarity as to how we are going to fund that shortfall. Any comment, CEO?
No, it's good.
Yeah, so I'd suggest the officer's recommendation be part one and part two, that the 25-26 budget allocation replacement of that turf truck to be redirected to replacing the tandem drive tip truck and the turf track to be considered in a future budget. That's okay with everyone. Can you shop that reading afterwards? Is everyone in agreement with that?
Yes.
Yeah. Any other comment? So I'll take that as accepted. Manager of Works, have you been
there? No, like I said, we've been down, we've looked at it, we're happy with the truck. Plenty of horsepower and...
Right.
Yeah.
It's an engine brake car to go on.
It's actually had three sections. You could, depending on whether you load it or not load it, retard, you could...
Yeah, but is it hydraulic retard or...?
I look like it's a pretty good chance how it'll work.
So this is it similar to one of the other trucks that we've got?
Same horsepower as the one we're selling.
Same sort of setup of driving, etc.
Yep. Oh, so this is automatic. So yeah. We've only asked for automatics.
Yeah.
One of them was an automatic clutch in it, and we weren't that phase on that one. Mm-hmm. So it's an automatic manual transmission.
Yeah.
But the one we're going with is fully automatic, 12-speed, which is and it can be used manually. Have up on the steering wheel as well if you wanted to hold gears. They have a lot of really good features on them.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Did any of the works committee get the chance to be involved in
that? That's a mechanic, Jeff, and Les, which drives the truck, and myself with
them. Very good. Okay, so council, I'll take that all in agreement, so 6-0.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. So moving to 9, planning services, the subdivision application for lot 3 of Edward Street. I think the CEO is singing. He's very jovial for Christmas. This is recommendation, page 23, I think. Yep, page 23. Can I have a mover and a seconder for the officer's recommendation, please? Councillor Martin?
Yeah.
Councillor Brown? Is there any questions or discussion in regard to this particular item? Yes.
Is that going to legitimise the caravan that's at the back of the thing at the moment staying there, is it?
Oh, on the back of that block there on Edward Street. That could possibly just be their caravan they take on holidays.
New permanent residents?
Perhaps the subdivision will sort that part out. With these blocks being, these planning applications for subdivision, it's potentially a great thing for Beverley because it creates more housing opportunities within the town boundary. It creates an infill housing situation, which is a good thing because there's a lot of large blocks in town that aren't necessarily required. Just a block of land. Are there any other comments or questions around this one? Is everyone in favour? Council? 6-0.
Yeah.
So the next planning item. Index on the side that Ali does, which is excellent for getting there quickly. I'm not being quick. So we have subdivision application for Dillard Street. So this is in the industrial area. So lot 502 Dillard Street, Beverley. Can I have a mover and a seconder for the officer's recommendation? Councillor Brown, seconder Councillor Maxwell. Is there any questions? Or further comment around this application? Is everyone in favour? Thank you, 6-4. So now we go to item 9.3, which is the development application for home, store and signage at 52 Brooklyn Street, Beverley. This is recommendation. Thorough investigation from the manager of planning. The officer's recommendation is on page 59. Can I have a mover and a seconder for the officer's recommendation, please? Councillor Maxwell, seconded. Councillor Martin, are there any questions in regard to this application? It looks as though it could well be complementary to perhaps the person who was maybe looking
good application, actually, and there was a bit of conjecture in there about competing businesses, but we're not in the business of telling people how to run their business, are we?
That's right.
No, that's true. That's Item 9.4, proposed transfer of land under the Southwest Native Title Settlement. So I'll have a mover and seconder for the officer's recommendation, and then Stefan might like to talk to that one a little bit more because it changes the view that we had previously, which is understanding and considering the trails planning work that we're doing. So I'll move and seconder, please, to commence discussion. Councillor Martin, Councillor Shaw. So, Stefan, do you want to add any further comment to this?
Thank you, Madam President. So, yes, just in the last 12 months, we had an incident where there were illegal dumping happening on that reserve land, reserve 206, and we decided at the time to relinquish the management order over that so that we don't have any obligation to deal with any sort of deal dumping going into the future, which has now sort of come back to haunt us because the consultants for that Beverly Narrative Trail sort of identified that as being smack bang in the middle of a future, potential future trail going under land. Should it change hands or should it go to the Southwest Native Title Settlement Arrangement, it doesn't necessarily mean that we won't have access for the purpose of a trial over it, but it might make it a little bit more onerous to then deal with a third party in the process. Hence my recommendation that I'm seeking support on, that we don't support transfer of the land to that entity.
Certainly that makes sense to try and keep it as simple as possible for establishing that trail and along the river areas through there as well. So I think it's a good perhaps for council to contain, even though we do get issues with the rubbish from time to time. Any other questions, council? Everyone in favour? Officer's recommendation, 6-0.
Yeah, right.
So we did have a late planning item, which I propose that we bring at this point, so the manager of planning can lay out if you so wish. But I do need a mover and a seconder from council to accept that we bring the late planning item into the meeting. So Councillor Lawler, seconded Councillor Maxwell. Is everyone in favour of that happening? Thank you, Councillor. So that's 6-0. So the late planning item is in regard to a subdivision application from Wood Street, and it backs onto Hope Street. Would you like to talk to this further, Manager of Planning?
Yes, thank
you. The recommendation is that it would be supported.
So it's number 51, lot 12, John Street, actually. So
John Street, thank you.
Which runs to Hope Street. We are faced with a situation where a section of Hope Street is not constructed, which fronts onto this property. I'm comfortable to not impose a condition that requires that road to be constructed, because in all likelihood we're dealing with a single residence being proposed at the newly created plot only, which wouldn't warrant that condition to be imposed. The other conditions imposed are taken from the model subdivision conditions as per WAPC directive, against the recommendation before the council to support the proposal.
Okay. So council had the chance to have a look at this recommendation previously as a late item. Are there any other questions or comments in regard to this particular application? Is everyone in favour? 6-0.
Oh.
Oh, beg your pardon. So it's just been raised that we do not have a mover and a second for the item as yet. We had a mover and a second to bring the item into the meeting. So the mover is Councillor Lawler, second Councillor Brown. And we have already discussed and decided. Thank you. So now we're moving into the finance. So the monthly financial report, 11.1. Can I have a mover and a second of the officer's recommendation for that report? Councillor Brown, second Councillor Shaw, that the month of November financial report be accepted. Variance is noted. Are there any questions in regard to that report? Is there any comment from the Deputy CEO? Everybody in favour? 6-0. Thank you. So now we go to 11.2, accounts payable by authorities. What's the officer's recommendation anyway? I've gone past it. Mover and a second for the officer's recommendation. Councillor Martin, Councillor Maxwell. Are there any questions or comments? I did ask the CEO about all these entries with the credit card to Facebook. And as I thought, that was around entries for the advertising for the Beverly Hills show. Unfortunate that it has to be every individual tiny little teeny weeny bit like that. So are there any other questions, Council? What was the refund for the lady or the person in regard to the caravan? Caravan Park Cabin's balance of refunds. Is that a refund to them or something? Or just put into the wrong page 86? So it's a general ledger. Questions, comments? Councillor Martin?
So does the 250 per meeting just mean audit and risk committee meetings, or does it cover when that presiding member meets with the auditor and other mentioned other duties that they'd have in there?
That would be when the audit committee meets, audit and risk committee.
Any other questions, Councillor? Councillor Lawler having
a chicken head
over.
No, I'm just looking at the thing that I think that's fine.
Yes. So considering the involvement with the audit that the immediate past to our president had as chair of that meeting, you would think that he was spending a lot more than that amount of time.
Mm.
Not just at a meeting, but there's other work around it as well. So it will be interesting to see who responds to the advertising for that position. And the council is required to cover travel as well. So we hope that we can get someone locally, or else we might be paying for someone to Perth or somebody like that. Any other questions? So everyone's in support of the officer's recommendation for $250 per meeting. Okay, thank you, 6-0.
Yep.
Manual review that was due to come up today. I'm suggesting that perhaps, because there are a couple of changes that have been added in there and a couple of financial ones, not that there's any drama, but I just think as a council we need time to review that appropriately, perhaps not during council meeting per se. I'd like to suggest that lay on the table until and the policy manual review outcome be undertaken at a future council meeting, and that council may determine a date to have a committee meeting or a workshop in regard to the policy manual in future if it's supported by council. So that's my suggestion, but I need a mover and seconder that perhaps we lay this on the table. So we've got Councillor Lawler and Councillor Maxwell. And everyone's in favour of that?
Yes.
So that's 6-0. Thank you. No elected members' motions that have been previously provided. There's no confidential items at this meeting. Is there any other new business that the meeting needs to be commission to, apart from the earlier planning item that we already brought forward? So if there's nothing else for our meeting, I wish everyone well for Christmas and New Year. Thank you for your contribution on council, and look forward to seeing everybody tomorrow night at our wind-up get-together for those that can come, and also see you all next year, next meeting, February.